Hi, I'm Captain Duke Snyder. As an ice pilot or navigator, my job is to assist the master and navigation crew of a ship transiting ice with the skills and knowledge necessary to keep the crew, ship, and cargo safe. Some say it takes decades of experience operating in ice to become sufficiently knowledgeable and skilled in ice navigation, and most of the ship's officers don't have that time. So ship owners and operators hire specialists such as myself to provide that experience to the regular ship's master and personnel. I provide interpretation of satellite ice imagery, knowledge of how ice forms, moves, and presents hazards to the ship and to the crew. I provide insight in how best to prepare the ship and the crew for navigation in ice and operation in extreme temperatures. I provide navigational advice on how to select the best routing, and will take control of the vessel with the master's assent when actually maneuvering in ice. Ice conditions are always changing, subject to decadal, annual, seasonal, and daily variations. What was clear yesterday is closed tomorrow. What was an easy route last year is difficult this year. And what looked open a mile ahead of the ship may soon close and trap a ship if one doesn't take into account the winds and the currents that move the ice about the ship. With a knowledge of how the ice behaves and the capabilities and limitations of the ship combined, the ice navigator selects the right path of the ship through the ice and maneuvers as required to keep the ship safe. It can be very much seat-of-the-pants navigation, as the ice navigator has planned an overall route using ice charts and imagery, then meter by meter guides the ship through an ice field, eyes watching radar and ahead for opening and leads to exploit, using the power of the ship to best advantage. It is difficult to describe the sound and motion of a ship forcing its way through ice. On the bridge, removed from the sounds, it is primarily the feel of the ship. It is alternately lurches forward and is resisted by the ice. On deck, one is struck by the growling rumble of ice as it is struck by the ship, then passes down the ship's sides, tossed and pushed aside, groaning. At times, the ice can almost seem to squeal and scream as it scrapes by the steel hull. Sometimes, when the ice is under pressure, loud cracks, almost explosive-like, are heard as the ice suddenly fractures and erupts along the ship's side.